Lecture 26, Barbarians and Emperors.
Hello again, and welcome to lecture number 26 in our series on the foundations of Western civilization. This lecture is the second of the four that we're going to devote to the world of late antiquity. Last time, we talked about the Roman Empire itself and the reforms which Diocletian and Constantine addressed to the crisis of the 3rd century. And in this lecture, we're going to take up barbarians. Now, you may recall that I had framed the discussion of late antiquity and framed the previous lecture by drawing on the 18th century historian Edward Gibbon, who had talked about Rome's internal problems, her immoderate greatness. We talked about that last time. And then we said that Gibbon also discerned, in a sense, external threats to the Roman world, barbarism and superstition. Superstition is Christianity. That's the next two lectures. Today, barbarism. All right. To open the discussion, it seems to me sensible to say, what's a barbarian? Now, we all probably have our own ideas about what a barbarian is. Let's remind ourselves, when we talked about the Greeks, those Greeks who love to divide things up very neatly, who like to divide the world up into very tidy categories, divided the world into two kinds of people. Those who spoke Greek and those who didn't. Those who spoke didn't were babblers. They went, blah, 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 blah. And if you do that and put an OS on it, you get barbaros. You get the word barbarian. Now, the Greeks had another word, xenos, for a foreigner. Xenophobia is the fear of foreigners. So a barbaros was a foreigner, but initially the word didn't really carry a negative connotation. Clearly, negative connotations eventually came to attach to those people out there who are different from us. But initially, it was just a way of dividing people up. The Romans adopted that. The Romans built this very large empire and accorded various kinds of privileges to people who lived inside this empire. So for them, barbarians, again, were not very problematic. They were the people who lived outside the empire. Now, again, there was some implication that these people were negative, that they were inferior, that there was something wrong with them. After all, why wouldn't they want to be like us, you see? But essentially, foreigners. Now, the Romans also had words for foreigners, but the barbarian begins as a foreigner. So, the key thing to recognize is that the word need not bear a whole cultural baggage. We can really be describing, in the late antique period, a difference between Romans and non-Romans. Okay. Now, a second issue that might come up in people's minds if they think about barbarism, if they think about barbarians, is sort of the popular image, the kind of Cecil B. DeMille Hollywood cast of thousands image. You know, we have the idea of these peaceful, happy Romans going about their business, passing a few laws, having the odd orgy or two, and hordes of savages come unexpectedly over the wall. Well, no. That's simply not how it happened. Simply not how it happened. Now, we'll have occasion to flesh this out as we move along here today, but let's just say for right now, the Romans traded with these people, fought wars with these people, made treaties with these people, spied on these people for centuries. There can be utterly no question of surprise. There can be utterly no question of the Romans suddenly being confronted with something completely unexpected. Okay. Now, if those are a couple of ways we shouldn't think about barbarians, how might we think about them? Well, we could say, for example, that they were people primarily who spoke Germanic languages. Now, does this carry some connotation that we're talking about the ancestors of the Germans? No. To draw a connection like that would be to build a bridge too far. What we can say is that, and we have met this issue in some earlier lectures, scholars today divide people up by language groupings. We recognize that racial groupings, for example, are utterly artificial, sort of invented by people, many of them with bad ideas in the 19th century. But if we divide people up into language groupings, it's not a qualitative judgment. It's not an invidious judgment. We can divide people up into certain families of languages. Now, the Germanic group of languages is one group inside the somewhat larger Indo-European group of languages. So we can say we're dealing with peoples who spoke Germanic languages. So we can say then that the barbarians, these people to whom we're going to address ourselves in this lecture, were speakers of Germanic languages, or we could turn the equation around and say that Rome confronted Germanic peoples, but Germanic peoples as individuals who spoke certain kinds of languages, not people who had a certain kind of blood flowing in their veins. There was no biological barbarian. There was no biological enemy of the Roman Empire.